G.I. Joe against Cobra and Destro, fighting to save the day. He never gives up, he's always there, fighting for freedom over land and air. G.I. Joe!
G.I. Joe's there!
G.I. Joe is the code name for America's daring, highly trained special mission force. Its purpose, to defend human freedom against Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
He never gives up. He'll stay till the fight's won. G.I. Joe will dare.
G.I. Joe.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is we must fight the forces of evil. Yes, you must fight the forces of evil. I'm sure you guys have heard of Cobra Commander and G.I. Joe. You know, G.I. Joe, he was an American hero, and he came to fight the forces of evil. He-Man, he came to fight the forces of evil against Skeletor. Yes, I'm here today to tell you, in America, we must fight against the forces of evil. Cobra Commander is now running America, and he is this fanatic leader who rules with an iron fist and demands total loyalty and allegiance. And his objective is total control of the world's people, of the governments, of the wealth, and all the resources brought about by revolution and chaos. Cobra Commander, he is believed to have a personality that led uprisings in the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and other trouble spots, and responsible for kidnapping scientists and businessmen and military leaders, forcing them to reveal their top-level secrets. Cobra Commander, he is a dangerous individual. And G.I. Joe, he was going to take Cobra Commander out. Cobra Commander is considered to be a man without scruples, and given his level of evil and corruption, is probably the most dangerous man alive. I'm here to tell you that most people today in America are working for Cobra Commander. But I'm here to tell you that it's time to join with G.I. Joe. And then we must fight against the forces of evil and Cobra Commander. You see, most people today in America are working for Cobra. And Cobra Commander has teamed up with Skeletor. And we need the heart of He-Man, and we need those that join the side of G.I. Joe and He-Man, and we must fight against Skeletor and Cobra Commander. And we know that Skeletor, he seeks to conquer Castle Grayskull so he can learn its ancient secrets, which would make him very unstoppable and allow him to conquer and rule all of Eternia. But in America today, we have taken Jesus Christ out of our society. And in America today, those folks that work for Cobra Commander have taken Jesus out of our church. And those people, they have signed allegiance to Cobra Commander. And Cobra Commander, he worship Satan. So look, most people today in America are working for Cobra Commander. and you can't get a job today unless you work for Cobra Commander. And the forces of evil has taken over every facet of our society. See, you thought you were on the side of G.I. Joe, but you decided to join with Cobra Commander, who follows Satan, and his only goal is total control of the world's people and total control of the governments and their wealth. Yes, Cobra Commander, I'm here to tell you is in control of America today. Cobra Commander is in control of our churches today. The forces of evil has taken over every facet of our society. And you thought you were on the side of G.I. Joe. You thought you were on the side of He-Man. But we have determined that you are on the side of Cobra Commander. Look at yourself. You are on the side of Cobra Commander. America loves Cobra Commander because America loves Satan and America has rejected Jesus Christ. Just look at the black uniforms you are wearing today. Yes, with this police state and all these black uniforms, looks just like the uniform of Cobra Commander. The forces of evil has taken over every facet of our society. The forces of evil is in our churches. These forces of evil is in our public schools. The forces of evil is in our universities. The forces of evil is in our military. And our leaders today work for Cobra Commander in the United States of America. Well, who is this Cobra Commander? Well, he was this fanatical leader who ruled with an iron fist and demanded total loyalty and allegiance. You ever notice how people are getting more authoritarian across America today? I mean, you do one thing wrong and they want to hammer you. You make one minor mistake and your life's over with. This is Cobra Commander. And he is this man, he's this man behind a mask. But we must fight against the forces of evil. We must take a stand against these evil forces all across America. These evil forces. Yes, Skeletor, he has teamed up with Cobra, and they are coming against the American people today. Yes, Skeletor has teamed up with Cobra and they are running our society, and this is why we have these authoritarian pigs in our society, these authoritarian pigs in our churches, these authoritarian pigs who work for Cobra Commander. They are authoritarians and they love to see you fail. And this is why we must fight against the forces of evil. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need Jesus to help us fight against the forces of evil. Why don't you join the side of G.I. Joe? G.I. Joe! G.I. Joe! The American hero, G.I. Joe, the American hero. G.I. Joe. But no, you don't want to join G.I. Joe. You love Cobra Commander. That's who you love, Cobra Commander. You. Hail Cobra Commander. This is America today. Hail Cobra Commander. Cobra Commander's in our church. Cobra Commander's in every facet of our society. I don't know. I just can't work for Cobra Commander today. Cobra Commander is taking Jesus out of America. Cobra Commander works directly for Satan. And Cobra wants to rule the world. And in the police state, we see the uniforms are starting to resemble Cobra Commander's uniforms. We see that our teachers in our public schools and professors in our universities are starting to resemble Cobra Commander's authoritarian attitude. Cobra now works in our public hospitals because the first thing he does is take Jesus out of our hospitals. We must fight against the forces of evil. We must take the side of He-Man. We must take the side of G.I. Joe. For the Bible says in Ephesians 6:12, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." I know some of you think that your fight is just here on earth. No. There's evil forces in the heavenly realm that's coming against you. There's evil forces that you can't see that's coming against you. I know you might see your neighbor who really hates your guts. Or you might see another individual that really wants to hurt you. But the forces that are against you are in the spiritual realm, folks. The Bible says that they're in the heavenly realm. The Bible says that you're not only fighting in the natural realm, but you got to be fighting in the spiritual realm. You see, Cobra Commander, he works also in the spiritual realm, where he is this fanatical leader who rules with an iron fist and demands total loyalty and allegiance. And his objective is the total control of the world's population and governments and wealth and resources brought about by revolution and chaos. Yes, Cobra Commander is in America today. Cobra Commander is coming against you. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, or against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. You see, Satan has many allies. He has many spiritual hosts of wickedness, and his goal is total control. And there are various dominions of evil, and that is the world rulers of darkness. There's different levels of evil. And we must fight the forces of evil. We must fight the rulers of the darkness. We must fight against the forces in the heavenly realm. All you got to do is look around and see what's happening. Christian genocide is happening in the Middle East. Meanwhile, our crosses are Ten Commandments, and Jesus is being taken out of every facet of our society. It is getting to the point that the forces of evil is taking over America, and the majority today of Americans work for Cobra Commander. They work for Cobra Commander. They have taken the side of Cobra Commander. When will you take the side of G.I. Joe? They have teamed up with Skeletor, and we really need He-Man back. Predictive programming in our mainstream televisions. Getting you, destroying your mind, giving you an illusion, giving you false hope, making believe that you'll be the next millionaire while they're making millions. You know how much these hosts on these TV shows make? They make millions. 10, 20 millions. Why they promise you if you can be the next voice or you can be the next America's Got Talent, then you can get a million in a show. Why, they've just brought in $50 to $100 million. It's a total lie. Total corruption. Meanwhile, getting you prepared while you're watching television and all this evil, getting you to accept evil, getting you to accept death, getting you to accept corruption. This is predictive programming. Why a company called Apple, when if you just look at the logo, it's just like Eve who bit from the apple. Hey, if you want to bite the fruit, if you want to go bite the fruit, go ahead. Eve did. God warned her not to, but Eve bit on the fruit. If you want to bite the fruit and get this iPhone and this iWatch to make you think you know what time it is, you don't know what time it is. Evil is moving in America. That's what time it is. But you don't know because you just bought the fruit. You just been deceived by Satan. Yes, Satan is this man behind the mask. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. Looks good. He looks, comes in a suit and a tie. He's very nice. Everything's going to be okay. He comes in a form of a light, masquerades himself. He's the man behind the mask. But you work for Cobra Commander. And the forces of evil has taken over every facet of our society. The forces of evil is in our churches. The forces of evil are in our public schools. The forces of evil is in our government. I'm here to tell you right now that America works for Cobra Commander. The American people work for Skeletor. Oh, come on. I know you used to watch these cartoons. They were good. Ain't like the stupid cartoons we have today. Those cartoons were the best, and you know that, and I know that. And G.I. Joe, he was awesome, and you know that, and I know that. And everyone loved He-Man. I used to play with He-Man when I was growing up. But He-Man came against the forces of evil, didn't he? And our Bible says that Jesus Christ came against the forces of evil. Jesus Christ came against Satan's schemes. And the Bible says it like this. It says in Proverbs 8:13, all who fear the Lord will hate evil. They will not join Cobra Commander. They will not follow Skeletor and these satanic evil demons. The Bible says the fear of the Lord will be to hate evil, will take a stand against corruption, and will... It's time to take a stand for Jesus Christ. But the Bible says that we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world's rulers in their darkness, against the spiritual host of the wickedness in the heavenly places. We are wrestling against the evil in the spiritual host of another realm that you can't see. Your war sometimes is not what you see. Until we fight in the spiritual realm. Yes, sometimes you see a war that you can see, but sometimes there's a war you cannot see. Oh, we must fight. We must fight the forces of evil. We must fight the forces of evil. Yes, we must fight against the forces of evil.
And the masters of the universe. I am Adam, Prince
Knights of Eternia, defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said,
"By the power of Grayskull,
became the mighty Battle Cat, and I became He-Man, the most powerful man in the universe. Only three others share this secret. Our friends, the Sorceress, Man-at-Arms, and Orko. Together we defend Castle Grayskull from the evil forces of Skeletor.
Yes, the truth of the matter is, America is following Cobra Commander today. And I'm here to tell you, most people have signed allegiance to Satan and Cobra Commander. And as the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no wonder that Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. As today that we know Cobra Commander, he wants to rule an iron fist. He wants to control the whole world. This is why when you see more technology, it's all about power and control. It's all about to take your privacy away. They want to put chips in your arms. Represent the beast, the 666. They want to control with an iron fist. You see, Satan reveals and he develops that of false teachers, and these false teachers are stealing the church away from Jesus Christ, and they marvel at one sense for merely what should have been expected in view of the nature and tactics of the evil one. The tactics of Satan the deceiver follows closely with the pattern of Satan in the Garden of Eden when Eve bit the apple. There's a company out there now, it's called an apple with a bite on it, and Satan flatly denies God's word, and these evil teachers do the same thing today, stridently declaring their soul-destroying doctrine of salvation. Yes, these Cobra Commander followers are in our church today. And just like Satan promised Eve and Adam that they would be as gods if they bit the apple, and then they have knowledge of what is good and evil, and this same kind of allurements of the fleshly delights and the pride of life and the lust of the eye, which overthrew Eve, are today carrying this thoughtless into every kind of sin. And as Satan pretends to be wise, to do the false teachers of all generations, they masquerade as the wise one, the people in the know who make the light of God's commands and rush into rebellion against the Creator. These are the people who make fun of real Christian ordinance and deny the claims of God's church upon people's loyalty, and represents the Almighty God as a doting, loving Father who will never punish anybody and who will never notice the crimes of blood, the lust, and the savagery raging under their very noses now. And as for worshiping God, let that be every man doing exactly what he pleases, when he pleases, or if he pleases. And God will at last save everybody. God loves everybody, don't matter how you live. God is pleased with you. He loves you, don't matter how you live. This is Satan who masquerades himself as an angel of light. This is Satan who pretends to be wise. But the Bible says that all who fear the Lord will hate evil, as it is impossible to hate evil without loving good, and as hatred to evil will lead a man to abandon his evil or her evil ways, and to love the goodness will lead him to do what is right. Yes, you must cling to what is good. In the sight of God, under the influence of that Spirit which has given the hatred to evil and inspired the love of goodness. Hence, this implies the sum of the substance of true religion, which is here termed the fear of the Lord. But America loves Cobra Commander. America loves Satan. We must fight against the forces of evil today. We must not join Cobra Commander. We must not join Skeletor. We must join the side of G.I. Joe, and we must join the side of He-Man and fight the forces of evil. Yes, today I'm here to tell you that Cobra Commander is running America. Cobra Commander is running America, and Cobra Commander is running our society. Cobra Commander has taken all over America. And this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in our homes, and Jesus back in our marriage. And we need Jesus. We need the light of Jesus in America once again. Before Cobra Commander conquers us. I don't know about you, but it's time to raise the banner of Jesus. We got our borders wide open. We got ISIS about to invade. We need to raise our banners for Jesus. And it's time, if you're listening to this, we are selling Jesus banners right now at a great cost. Order your Jesus banners and wave them in front of your home. Wave them in your church and let the world know that we are a nation that loves Jesus. Because I'm here to tell you, Cobra Commander and the forces of evil is coming to try to take over America. Already in America. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Yo, yo!
We'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there.
G.I. Joe, American hero. G.I. Joe is there.
It's G.I. Joe against Cobra and Destro, fighting to save the day. He never gives up, he's always there, fighting for freedom over land and air.
G.I. Joe, American hero.
G.I. Joe
is there.
G.I. Joe is the code name for America's daring, highly trained special mission force. Its purpose, to defend human freedom against Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
He never gives up. He'll stay till the fight's won. G.I. Joe will dare.
G.I. Joe.
Defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said,
"By the power of Grayskull,
became the mighty Battle Cat, and I became He-Man, the most powerful man in the universe. Only three others share this secret. Our friend, the Sorceress, Man-at-Arms, and Orko. Together we defend Castle Grayskull from the evil forces of Skeletor.